This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Now everybody wants my opinion, or people are wanting my opinion on something, which I will give, but that's okay. Coming in hour number two, this is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. I'm thinking about redoing my rig that I carry around. I have the, you know, the Just Jeff, finally able to catch the show. Is this a Jeff that I know, though? Anyway, back to what I was saying. I'm going to take my rig, and I'm going to make a handgun-centric rig that's going to be in a smaller bag than I can maybe carry around, because I am thinking, and you know what? The thought of carrying anything but one of my agency pistols makes me upset. It upsets me a great deal. However, I'm about to get back in the gym, which means I'm going to be wearing gym wear more. Don't want to not carry a gun in the gym. I figured out a way to carry a gun with gym clothes. But I really need to find one. As I fight my body is really giving me a hard time right now. I developed arthritis in the hands, finally. Although I can still make fists and do everything, but it's coming. It's coming, really it is. But as my body rebels against me, I'm finding that I'm going to probably need to find something single stack and thin. So I'm probably going to pick up another Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. Now, I could get a Glock 43 and send that to the guys at agency, and they would work it up for me and everything else and send it back to me. But I'm not spending $550 for a single stack itty bitty toy Glock. Sorry, not doing it. The Smith & Wesson M&P Shield is the only M&P I care to own. So I will own one of those again, and I will carry one of those again. But, here's the thing. I'm still going to have that backup rig. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a G-Code drop leg with the Velcro strap for the drop leg attachment. So it will work with every belt I wear, which my primary gun belt when I'm wearing a gun belt is the Mean Gene leather gun belt, which is really a very good belt. And if you haven't been with, go check out Mean Gene leather. If you haven't ever seen anything that I've done about Mean Gene leather or anything, go check them out. Gene Higdon, great gun belts, outstanding gun belts. This is a guy that used to be a master saddle maker. Then he was a creative force behind HSGI, the tactical nylon company. Now he's got Mean Gene leather, and he's making great gun belts. I mean, these things will, You can tow a car with these things. But the GECO drop lake system will work with that. So I'm going to stick in it. I will stick in it the Glock 17 by Agency Arms, which will soon have an S3F barrel in it. We'll be talking more about S3F because they've become a sponsor of the show. S3F is coming. They make a beautiful barrel. A beautiful barrel. And Chris Nagunuma is the guy that's, he's also one of the Agency Arms shooters, and he's also the operations manager at the agency. Has a little side company, S3F, so that's coming. I'm going to put that in it. I'm going to put an RMR on it, and then that's going to be my, oh, my gosh, look what's happening now gun. And that'll be with a drop leg rig, which I could just attach to my belt, stick around my leg. I'm trying to figure out how to carry the spare ammo. I'm going to see. I may have to drive up to Robbins, North Carolina, and go into GECO and get with Jesse Lockhart, who's the now a vice president there. Jesse has moved up, but he is the king of Kydex, and just say, hey, man, hook me up with something I can stick on my drop leg platform to carry some magazines. And then that way I can have it all on one thing. For my spare magazines, I'm going to have those. Let's see. I'm going to have those 33-round happy sticks. That's going to be my spares. So that's going to be that. But, yeah, that's I'm thinking more along the lines. Still got the big heavy bag with the which I need to do. The ISIS welcome wagon bag is a big, heavy affair. And in some things, I think I may have maybe gone beyond where I need to go with it. But all that, still drooling over SIGs. Now, the M11, old times talking about the M11, that's an excellent combat gun. I carry one of those any day, especially with the short reset trigger. Those are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful guns to carry. But mine's going to be the Agency Arms Glock 17 with an RMR with a S3F barrel. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Randy. That's what's coming up. And here's the other thing, and I'd really like a little input on this. Do you think a radio show about guns has to have, besides this video that I do for the show, which, quite honestly, I don't know if I'm going to be able to maintain that when certain things happen. I'm going to do everything I can to maintain it. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at cameras now to maybe find a higher definition camera to make all that work. But that notwithstanding, do you think that I need to do video of YouTube video, not broadcast video, but YouTube video of reviewing the guns, reviewing the gear, talking about the gear, giving my opinion of it? I see all these other guys doing these YouTube videos, and, you know, quite honestly, I sit back and know quite a few of them. Hickok is a friend of mine, and Hickok is the second biggest channel out there behind FPS Russia, and his is a very fairly simple formula that he has. He opens it up with shooting. There's no production or anything to it, just shooting and everything. And it works. Mine would not be that way because I don't have a shooting range. Most of the stuff that combatants run today didn't exist in the 1980s. So stuff like plate carriers, that didn't exist. Chest rigs didn't exist. We just had LBEs, which I do have something that's a little bit like an LBE that I do carry. So, okay, I'm getting some. Anyway, I see you guys in the chat room. People out there that are listening, if you listen to this, if you catch it on the podcast, if you're listening live, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. Tell me if you think I need to do more video to go along with the 3 hours of radio a day, the 15 hours of radio a week. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday night. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go Concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Interesting conversation going on in the chat room right now. One of the ninjas is in there. I don't think Just Jeff and Kevin have ever been initiated. Any of you that have been initiated, remind me if those two have ever been initiated, because if they haven't, I need to initiate them. There's a chat going on right now regarding a little gun, a little pocket pistol, sort of a la the pistol I'm thinking about getting, the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. Now, what they're talking about is one of these Davis Arms Derringers, which I don't know anything about them. I don't know anything about them. And never carried a Derringer. Don't know that much about them. But it's going to be for a wife to carry. Now, in the chat room right now is Ninja Vanessa. And Vanessa's in there. She's giving her... They're talking about the Ruger LCP, and she comes out, and she doesn't like that. Vanessa, what gun do you like? I mean, she has a car and a Glock 26, and the car is easier to conceal for ladies. Old times in there with the SCCY, which is, the SCCY is sort of a gun a la the, the Kel-Tec, little Kel-Tec pistol. That, not a bad gun per se. Those kind of guns, the Kel-Tec, the SCCY, this is not a gun that you yank and pull out and you're going to go out there and say, well, should we put two in the size of a dime at 50 yards? It's quite the jam it in somebody's gut and, pull the trigger. The car, now I will tell you folks this, my old boss, Larry Pratt at Gun Owners of America is a big car, K-A-H. R, the gun manufacturer man. He carries one everywhere, although he does carry a bigger caliber than we're discussing right now. I would not want somebody to carry... If I was going to arm a woman, I would not want her to carry anything less than a 9mm. And I'll tell you why. If she's got to shoot somebody, I'm going to presume it's pretty desperate. and that is going to require some ballistic pain on somebody. And 9mm, with the right ammunition, it has the same sort of ballistic qualities as far as stopping somebody as modern day 45 caliber would, or 40 caliber, or at least that's what they tell me. I'm not an ammunition tester. I carry 9mm because I can send a steady stream of rounds somebody's way, pretty much in a fist-sized group, rapidly. And I think that's a good thing to bring to a gunfight. But as far as ballistics are concerned, I draw the line at 9mm. I don't want to carry a 380. I don't want to carry a revolver. Okay? I don't want to carry a revolver because I don't like the idea of having to reload it after 5 shots. Reloading a revolver is much more clumsy than a semi-automatic. We know this. Everybody knows this. Now, I'm not Jerry Michalik. Now, some people carry... Now, if I was going into the mountains, if I was going to go camping in the mountains, the smallest semi-auto that I would carry would have to be 10mm. But I'd probably be looking for a 44 Magnum, for 454 Kazool. At the minimum, a 357 Magnum, I'd be looking for some big wheel gun because wildlife does not respond very well to 9mm. Although I have seen a guy, everybody's seen this video of the guy out there snowmobiling in the backwoods and he gets hit by a moose. The guy comes up on a moose and the moose runs up on him and stomps him in the chest. Now, the first thing I thought about with my chest, well, you know, dude pulls out a Glock 26 and puts, I think, two or three in the moose and the moose goes down. So those 9mm rounds, I mean, it did exactly what they were supposed to do coming out of a Glock 26. So, I guess really the thing here, the thing about Derringers that I don't like is that Derringers are only two shots. And you're firing both of them at one time. So it's a, when you pull the trigger, you better be really close. Being really close means you're taking punishment. You're taking damage. most of your encounters are going to start with, you know, you're going to be right up on top of each other. And better to have something that you can push them away with you. You don't want them to be up on top of you the whole time because you're taking damage when that happens. I prefer semi-auto just because of how much I can run down in there into the target if I have to. The other thing about a bigger semi-auto, by the way, is if you have to get him off of you, you can use that gun as a bludgeon. And Vanessa, you're right. Let the ladies decide for themselves. If you're trying to equip your lady, your girlfriend, your wife, your sister, your mom, if you're trying to equip them with a weapon, take them somewhere where they can try a bunch of different things and let them go. Let them go. And I myself, I'm okay with that. I just don't want them to get out there and say, well, how about this single shot pistol? No. Don't take the single shot pistol. No, please don't do that. Get something big enough to handle the job. And ladies, don't be afraid of it, because you're going to be able to outshoot your boyfriend, your husband, your father, your brother. Ladies make better shots than we do. It's a fact. It's a sad fact. We get out there and think we're Sonny Crockett. Ladies, just listen to the instruction and do it. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
To you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo, a few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In an ongoing effort to try to figure out what's coming into the country, in the Senate, they introduced their own version of what is called the SAFE Act. It's not like the New York SAFE Act, however. Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul asked the director of the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the director of National Intelligence to confirm and come up with a method to confirm that refugees from Syria and Iraq pose no threat to the country. Senate Democrats apparently thought that those terms were too radical and had blocked the common sense measure. This could have been a very bipartisan issue, the safety of the country, you know, that kind of thing. It did not gain enough votes during a procedural vote on Wednesday. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid dismissed the legislation as nothing more than a divisive platform modeled after Donald Trump's controversial rhetoric, excuse me. Ted Cruz got out there. He was quite upset about this. He said, today partisan politics prevailed. As Democrats joined to block consideration of a bill that would have taken a modest but important step toward ensuring terrorists do not exploit our nation's refugee programs. Remarkably, the Democrats are unwilling even to require this administration to certify that it's safe to admit refugees from Syria and Iraq. This obstructionism is especially egregious given that earlier this month, two terrorists who came to the United States as Iraqi refugees were apprehended in Sacramento and Houston, according to Senator Cruz. Now, here's the other thing, okay? Haven't talked about this here. Barack Obama has given authority to vet and make the decision of who can be a refugee coming out of Central America to the UN. Have you heard that one? He gave that to the UN. So now they can get out there, they can look at who they want to look at, and they can decide who's going to be get this refugee status. Getting refugee status is something that somebody from outside the United States, this would be highly sought after if you were actually just wanting to come here just to live. Just to live. So, having said all of that, I don't even know why this is a part and parcel of anything at all. Unless this is a procedural way to try to get this back from the UN. But you're letting the UN get out there and decide who's going to be a refugee. I mean, did you know that? Part of it had been given up by the United States. Obama handed it off. House Speaker Paul Ryan called Democrats irresponsible for refusing to let this bill proceed. With this, McCall was simply trying to fill in some gaping holes in the refugee screening process. I don't know how that would work. Unless we're not letting the UN handle the ones coming from the Middle East. They're only handling those coming from Central America. And once again, I don't know how that would work. Coming out of Connecticut. A pistol carrier in Connecticut was asked by a police officer to produce a permit. Yeah, the gun carrier asked the officer what the reason was for the officer asking for the permit. The officer replied with an expletive. Coming from Fox61.com, Brown told Fox 61 what happened next. Well, you have a gun. So then he said, do you have a permit? And I'm like, why? He said, because I expletive said so. But according to the newly written law, police may only request a permit if there's a reasonable suspicion of a crime. The officer did not arrest or detain Brown. Didn't even know this guy's name was Brown. Now, the Connecticut law, there's no recent change in the statute about requirements to show a permit on demand. The law only says you have to carry the permit with you. There was a change in the statute. It's not apparent. There have been some recent court cases. Some lower courts have ruled that simply possessing a firearm is not reasonable suspicion of a crime. So a person may not be detained on that basis, coming from ConnecticutCarry.com. The mere fact that you're carrying a firearm unconcealed does not meet the reasonable articulation of suspicion necessary to detain an individual. Therefore, there is no statutory requirement for a person to provide a pistol permit when they are not otherwise suspected of a crime. Citizens exercising this right, should be aware they are likely to face harassment, threats, and even unlawful arrest by police officers if they refuse to show their permit on demand by police officers. This has occurred previously, and it was ruled that the officer lacked reasonable articulation of suspicion to stop the defendant. Here's a question. Do the cops stop people that are just driving along to see if they have a driver's license? They can't do that, can they? They can't do that kind of thing. The thing about guns is that the guns in law, we saw this a lot in Texas in the run-up to open carry in Texas, which all they were like looking to do was get open carry of pistols. They had open carry of rifles. And for some reason, even though that was legal and even though there was a big movement talking about carrying them, they, of course, there was lots of hassles. There were people arrested for that. They would say they were carrying the guns in a threatening manner or something. And, you know, how do you determine that? Now, Mr. Brown did show Fox 61 his pistol permit, which he said he always has with him. He wanted to make it clear it was not his intention to test the limits of the law. He says he is simply exercising his Second Amendment right. But once again, I have to come back to, you know, we can get out here and we can discuss all kinds of things, most of which are not in the Bill of Rights. Most things out there that you never get questioned about are not in the Bill of Rights. You never get questioned about deep. You know, when everybody goes to a shopping mall and you'll see cops standing at the front of the shopping mall, they're on patrol there, they're doing things there, whatever they're doing. And you'll walk up, and the cops are not asking to see driver's license when they see you walk up after having just parked your car, because you haven't broken any laws. They can only start asking for certain things from you if they have some sort of, you know, probable cause to where they need to be taking a look at you. Mr. Brown recorded both incidents, so there's no he said, she said controversy. It is clear that First and Second Amendment rights are being used in concert to protect each other, and in this case, the Fourth Amendment right as well. A police officer does not have the authority to stop a driver to see if they have a driver's license. There has to be some other reason for the stop. Same logic applies here. While the right to travel is clearly a right protected by the Constitution, it is not mentioned there. The right to keep and bear arms is explicitly protected by the Second Amendment and the Constitution of the State of Connecticut. So in Connecticut, they've got both of these things happening, and the cops don't know it. Now, it does not appear that the Connecticut Supreme Court has ruled on whether police have the authority to ask for a carry permit without any reasonable suspicion that a crime has been or is about to be committed. But they probably don't need to, given their own constitution in Connecticut. We will be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744. This is a limited-time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday night. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Coming from Bloomberg.com, they've put out a little article saying the gun industry is struggling with good times. Quite sarcastic they are. Firearm sales are soaring. Gun company stocks are way up despite a market-wide January slump. But as gun makers, wholesalers, and retailers gather in Las Vegas for their annual industry convention, which is SHOT Show, leading executives are striving to accentuate the negative. I can't understand why they would do that. After all, the Democratic Party nominees process, they're out there with a full-on assault on the firearms industry. They want to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. But none of that matters to Bloomberg man Paul Barrett. He writes, "Why the disconnect? Intense self-pity during a period of good fortune. Contradiction lies at the heart of a business that thrives on playing defense. Perceived threat of stiffer gun control laws historically drives buyers to the stores to stock up on firearms and ammunition. There's much talk yesterday at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show about the continuing Obama surge. The phrase refers to a rise in sales tied to the perception that the president will implement tougher gun regulation, even though that hasn't come to pass. Changes he proposed earlier this month following another year of gun massacres flesh out existing laws and only the margins. By keeping the focus on the potential for more aggressive gun control, the NSSF, like its sister organization, the better-known National Rifle Association, stokes the fear that results in higher revenue. Here's another one for you to consider, though. Another philosophical outlook, another theory, whatever you want to call it. Just because you may be seemingly paranoid, that doesn't mean they're not out to get you, as NSSF President Steve Sinetti told members gathered for the lobby group's annual rubber chicken dinner. The Democrats have never been this blatantly confrontational, this openly antagonistic. And who's fueling this anti-firearm freedom frenzy? Well, the guy that Mr. Barrett calls boss. Bloomberg, of course. Coincidence? I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. Now, recently, they raided El Chapo's house. Joaquin Guzman was apprehended. And they found, we talked about this yesterday, a Barrett, a 50 caliber, high power rifle with a serial number that traced back to none other than Barack Obama, the U.S. Justice Department, and the ATF. All coming compliments of Fast and Furious. But the guy responsible for El Chapo being in possession of such a dangerous weapon is the same person currently demonizing the NRA and looking for ways to frustrate the Second Amendment. That's the problem. This was called Fast and Furious. It was a failed sting operation. Obama kept going, which, and here's where we get into this coming, by the way, from this thought coming from American Thinker. They think that Operation Wide Receiver, which was an operation that had one FFL provider that I know, and it was during the Bush administration, and it began and ended during the Bush administration. It was not a continuation. It had the same basic premise. Let's let guns go into Mexico through the drug cartel pipelines, and let's see where they go, except nobody ever tracked them. Now, during Operation Wide Receiver, sometimes they would track them, but what they essentially did was they took Mike Detty, who was the single FFL provider in all of this. He was the one all the drug dealers were coming to. He was the front for the ATF. The ATF agents, you know, he tried to work with them. He tried to be a good guy. He tried to be a good American. They left his fourth point of contact in the air. And he runs around today still carrying big weaponry on him just because, he's got a bullseye painted on his back. The operation was primarily a straw purchase operation, and they wanted to track them to the drug cartel leaders like El Chapo and arrest them. The irony is that under the guise of wanting to track guns to America, America's anti-gun evangelists put 2,000 weapons in the hands of criminal drug cartels. In turn, rather than the original goal being accomplished, violent chaos ensued when those munitions were made available. Now, that's another part that I find to be a little bit disingenuous. They get a lot of guns from their southern border. Now, this was in 2010. That's when the Obama guns hit the street in Mexico. First, we had U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, who was murdered with a Fast and Furious weapon. Following year, ICE agent Jaime Zapata fell victim. 5 years later, Nadir Hamid Sufi, one of the two armed terrorists, the other being Elton Simpson, showed up at a Garland, Texas Muhammad cartoon contest to avenge Allah's honor. And they brought with them a Fast and Furious gun. There's a traffic cop, though, that he didn't have a Fast and Furious gun, but he did have his Glock 21, and he killed both of them before they could really even get out of the car. Now, judging from the events in Garland, Texas, and the fact that thousands of intruders have successfully crossed the border illegally, surely more than a single Fast and Furious gun has been smuggled from Mexico back into the U.S. And this is nothing but conjecture, but you can't help wonder whether the stolen federal agent's gun that Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez allegedly used to kill Kate Steinle in the sanctuary city of San Francisco might also have a serial number the president would rather keep secret. You know, the chance that a five-time deported illegal felon could happen upon a federal agent's stolen 40 caliber handgun under a bench wrapped in a T-shirt is a lot less credible than the illegal border jumper managing to procure a Fast and Furious special on one of his round trips, which he had seven of those. But that's not all. But wait, there's more. Thanks to Fast and Furious, the president convinced the law and order are somehow accomplished by treating villains as more trustworthy than the law-abiding Mexican people. Regular Mexican people have suffered a lot for this. 2010, 14 teenagers near Ciudad Juarez were murdered at a party, shot by La Línea assassins who came armed to the festivities with Obama-provided guns. Then there's Mexican lawyer Mario Gonzalez Rodriguez. In 2011, before being murdered with a gun, walked over the border and dumped in a shallow grave. Rodriguez was tortured for weeks by members of El Chapo's Sinaloa cartel. Beauty queen Maria Susana Flores Gomez was also a victim. This Gomez was used as a human shield during a shootout between cops and drug runners. The gun lying next to her corpse belonged to the latter group and was gifted compliments of Eric Holder and Barack Obama, both of whom to this day accept zero responsibility for all of this bloodshed that they alone created. Now it's 2016. We found out that after five of El Chapo's men were killed in a raid, where Guzman was captured, serial numbers on high-powered weapons showed up with Barack Obama's fingerprints all over them, found inside the hideout. So it appears the president, on a mission, was to educate the illiterate on gun safety, also provided the most notorious and deadly drug lord on the planet with a rifle capable of stopping a car or taking out a helicopter, which, you know, like I said yesterday, all rifles can take out a helicopter if you know how to shoot at the helicopter. Thank you. Thanks, Obama. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.